Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hello to you, Orla. Hi, Orla.
Hi, how are you?
How are you getting on today?
Not too bad.
You have the night, are they called night terrors?
I'm actually not sure, because from what I know, they're a little bit different from night terrors. I understand that night terrors include kind of a bit of a paralysis with them, but I guess I always describe it as hallucinations, because I wake up during the night and I'd essentially see something in the room, whether it's a person or something much more nightmarish, like, you know, yourself, spiders or snakes or heads, whatever it might be. And usually then, I always turn to my boyfriend who I live with and wake him up and, you know, let him know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I can communicate 100%. I understand what he's saying. I can see everything around me as it's normal. I feel as if I'm totally awake, but I can just see this one extra thing, whatever it is. And once, you know, my boyfriend talks to me and gets me to start thinking about how this couldn't be real, he'll turn on the light and, you know, let me know, Aoife, or it's, you know, it's not real. I'll generally come around then and, you know, realise that there was nothing all along. But it just happens a lot of the time. So I'd be very interested to know if anyone else has suffered from it and if there's any cures, really.
Okay, how old are you?
24.
24 years old. You sound sane, which is good.
Yeah.
And, you know, life is good otherwise. No major stresses in the world.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
No, so you're trundling along, no issues at all. And you've got a boyfriend and you're happy living together and all is good.
Exactly.
Okay, so on a given night, does it happen on particular nights or is it random?
Completely random. I guess during bad spells it would happen maybe 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay, and typically, do you know what time of the morning is, you know, a night time or the dead of night? What time is it?
God, it could be completely random.
Okay, so that...
Maybe usually around 4 or 5 in the morning, maybe, when there's a little bit of light creeping through into the room, kind of.
Right. Are you a good sleeper?
Well, no, not because of this.
Well, obviously, this is going to kill off that possibility. But otherwise, have you ever been good at sleeping? And
I've always, you know, when I lived at home, I would have been sleep-talking and sleepwalking, and my family would have kind of told me about that. And, you know, I still actually sleep-talk as well. Like, I remember these hallucinations, but when I wake up other mornings, again, my boyfriend will tell me you're up talking and jumping around or whatever it was. So
what do you talk about?
Oh, complete nonsense.
Gibberish.
Yeah.
You're a terrible sleeper, obviously. You're quite a handful, actually.
Yes.
I mean, your boyfriend is very tolerant. You must be an exceptional person.
He's a very patient man.
I'm giving him that myself. but there's a lot of noise going on in the bed. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because you're talking or you're getting up and the hallucinations. Did you say severed heads?
Oh, yeah. Like, it can range from... Like, something that I see a lot is I'll think there's somebody in the room. I'll just see the outline of a person and I'll think there's, you know, somebody who's broken in, there's an intruder. But other times it's completely crazy stuff, like just really nightmarish stuff.
Like?
As I said, there was one night where I thought there was, you know, a severed head on a stick. There was another night where I thought there was spiders all over the room and snakes and, you know, it really, really varies.
And do you feel you could reach out and touch them?
Yeah, but I'm pretty terrified. I have to, you know, when my boyfriend's there, he'll talk to me and calm me down. Mm. But if I was on my own, I have to force myself to think about how this couldn't possibly be real. And after, you know, 10, 15 seconds, I'll, you know, force myself to turn on the light and go, see, it wasn't real.
Do you scream with fear?
No, not a lot of the time. Most nights, you know, as I said, my boyfriend is beside me, so I kind of turn around, shake him, wake him up.
And say, look at the severed head on a stick in the room. And he says, no, there's no severed head.
That's not real.
That isn't happening. You're having another one of your things, your moment.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. So it sounds, not only does it sound creepy for you, but also it sounds quite scary in a really unpleasant way.
Yes, it is.
Like, because I don't want to make light of it, because if you think you're seeing those things, that's not nice.
Oh, at that moment, it feels incredibly real.
Yeah.
It's a joke between us, because every time this happens, I turn to him and I say, I know you're going to think I'm dreaming, but it's real this time.
Oh, jeepers, okay.
That's a recurring
You have
theme.
A bad. All right, then. Have you been to see anyone about it?
I've said it to doctors several times, but they kind of say to me, you know, they explain all the environmental factors, things that I know, like read before you go to sleep, turn off your laptop, you know, try and exercise, all things that I know, all things that I have obviously tried and, you know, try to do as much as possible.
Yeah, come on.
They just kind of say, oh, you'll grow out of it, but this has been going on for years and years.
Wow. Okay.
I'd be more aware of it now that we're living together. We're living together 2 years.
Yeah.
So now I actually know how often it is, so...
You're kind of at the end of your tether a little bit in terms of trying to... It's a very hard thing, isn't it, to control nightmares or hallucinations?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what's so tough for, because it's so intangible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Text says, have you noticed a pattern to these... I have nightmares two or three nights the week before my period as part of my PMT.
Interesting.
Is there... no, you're... Well,
no, it would be pretty constant with myself now. It would be all the time, really.
Yeah, regardless of what's happening elsewhere in your life. I totally get this lady's story. It happens to me all the time. I'm suffering with this for years, and I'm a man. Sad face, emoticon. another says, Ryan, I suffered exactly like that for years. Random nights, I'd see my bed covered in spiders. It was awful. I ended up on crutches once when I twisted my ankle jumping out of the bed in fear. I grew out of it. And since I've had kids, attacks are few and far between. Maybe the doctor's right, you will grow out of it. Ryan, my 17-year-old son has had night terrors since he was 5. Doctor said he'd grow out of it, but he still has them. They can be very frightening for the whole household. He sees awful things. Sometimes he can't remember them happening, and he has often woken up screaming and running around the house, and I'd love to know how to stop them before he goes to college. From Linda in Tipperary. Okay, well, that's the bottom line here is you're not alone.
Good.
As Michael Jackson would say. But let's have a chat with Joe, who joins us from Meath. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Ryan? How are you?
How old are you, Joe?
I'm 29 now, right?
Okay, what are you hearing here that makes sense to you?
Pretty much everything. I've had them since I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
At home, growing up, I had them, and they'd scare the life out of my family and things like that. Those nights there, I was climbing out the windows from them, and it was only when my brother would wake up or whatever that he'd actually wake me up then, and I'd come out of it, and I wouldn't remember anything that happened, you know?
Are you living in a bungalow, or is your window upstairs?
It's a two-story house at the time where I grew up, and so
that's not good.
Scary stuff. No.
What sort of things? Let's try and get into your head and into the room, as it were. What sort of things do you see, or did you see, Joe?
A lot of times when I be sleeping, it would seem that the walls were closing in on top of me and things, and you'd see faces coming out of the walls and different things like that. But again, as I said, you wouldn't remember a lot of it. It's just the next morning it starts coming back to you. When it happens, it's only the people around you that actually know what's going on. You personally, well, for me, I didn't know what was happening. And even still now, there's nights there that my wife says I wake up during... A lot of nights there I'd wake up and would be rambling on, or would think somebody's in the room, or would think that there's something happening in the house, you know, even now to this day. But
And probably quite scary, Joe, for family members, be it your brother, your mother at the time, or your wife now.
Yeah, absolutely. Those nights there, when I was growing up again, when I was quite young, I had we had bunk beds in our house, and I was on the top bunk, and a couple of nights I literally fell out of them, and you know, I cracked my nose and different things. I received a few injuries from it, you know, but not as serious as that now. But it's still ongoing, you know, and there's no kind of diagnosis as to what's happening. But
and did you go and see anyone about it, Joe?
I've said it to doctors in passing and different things when I'm in there.
Yeah.
And they just seem to kind of recommend that, you know, don't eat late at night, don't eat cheese, different things of that late at night. But other than that, they don't seem... I think my father, when he was growing up, had something similar. But they don't seem to... I've never actually got a full diagnosis of what is going on in my head or what is going on when I'm asleep.
There's the thing, Orla. Did any family members... Is it genetic or hereditary, I should say?
Well... My brothers would sleepwalk and talk, but they don't have the same kind of hallucinations, and definitely my aunties, you know, they would be notorious for sleepwalking and talking, but
really?
Not in this kind of way. So definitely not great sleep in the family, but not exactly the same as this.
And the doctors are obviously baffled by it, because they're just giving you a sort of, you'll grow out of it, don't watch a computer before bed, read a book. You know, that's nonsense. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not nonsense. It's grand, but the woman in the shop could tell you that.
Exactly, yeah. They just, I don't think they understand how often and how serious it is, and I have tried to stress that, but it's just because it's one of those things that they, you know, nobody understands.
No one understands, and I get the impression from you, certainly, I don't know about you, Joe, but I think that people probably don't take you very seriously when you talk about them. Like, it's kind of, oh, you have bad dreams, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, but I'm just going to go down and pay this big bill that's more important than your hallucination. Do you get a bit of that, Orla?
Definitely, yeah. I don't think until, you know, housemates can testify to what goes on, and I think until you actually live with someone who has this, you don't understand how much it can affect you or, you know, the people you're living with.
Let's take some text. My little girl was 10 months old when she started having night terrors. Could you imagine the poor thing? When this started, it was happening on a regular basis. She's now 3 and it still happens, but just not as much. Another says, this happens to me all the time. I constantly see people in my room beside my bed and I wake up screaming. And I've noticed it happens if there's a hint of light coming in, which kind of tallies what you said there, Orla, about the time of day, it being 5 or so. She needs blackout blinds, and make sure no little LED lights from radios or chargers are in the room. So there's a tip worth looking into. Mary says, night terrors are extremely frightening. I've had quite a few, but the worst was one night I thought I was wide awake and all my loved ones had passed away and were walking around in my room, and I was paralysed. I tried to scream, but no sound would come out as I couldn't even open my mouth. And a lot of the time I feel a cold breeze on my skin before the night terrors. So thank God I haven't had one now for over a year. Pam and Nace says, I have those dreams. Also, I often wake up screaming, thinking and I'm being pulled out of my bed by my feet. God, it's terrifying. A doctor told me it is sleep paralysis and told me it's when your mind is awake and your body is not. And he told me to train myself to stay relaxed and try to let my mind go back to sleep, although this is not easy. And another from Anne Louise says, my husband gets this also, stands up in bed ranting and raving, thinking he can see spiders. There they are again in the room. Tends to happen when he's more stressed or busy at work, which I don't know if that falls into the same bracket for either of you guys in terms of high stress times leads to more prevalence of these things happening. Either of you?
To be honest, I'm not sure if it is related to that line. It could possibly well be, but I know from my own wife there, she didn't kind of believe the whole, not believe it, but she was kind of a bit reluctant to believe that this was happening, but when we moved in together and stuff like that, she learned fairly quick what it's like, you know. Yeah. And it's terrifying for the people around you because as I said, you don't understand what is going on yourself. Yeah. But for the people around you, like you're waking up telling them there's somebody in the room or whatever, you know. Some nights you wake up holding the ceiling thinking that the ceiling is coming in on top of you, you know.
It's very
kind of scary for them, you know.
Deeply unpleasant thing to have to go through.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, we don't have answers yet, but plenty of comment coming in, and certainly it's very common. So that's kind of probably better for you both to know that it's not freakish, if you know what I'm trying to say. So let's motor on and see what happens. Thanks both for your calls. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Thanks very much.
Look after yourselves and sleep well if you can.